Now, the rest of the story. Deep down inside, Bobby Leach realized he was a fraud. The thought just ate away at him until it threatened to kill him. Bobby Leach was born in London's East End. He came to America around the turn of the century, ran a souvenir stand at Niagara Falls. Visitors were much amused by the fast-talking, swaggering, strutting little Cockney peacock, especially by his boast that someday he was going to accept the ultimate challenge. He was going to climb into a barrel, and he would plunge over the treacherous Niagara Falls. More often than not, those listening would laugh. "You can't get any closer to surefire suicide," they would say. They would remind Bobby that only one person ever survived that stunt. Nonetheless, Bobby kept insisting that he was going to do it. For years, he bragged about his plan. But he never did. It was only a pitch. It was just something to draw the attention of the tourists. Bobby Leach was a bubble vendor, a local character. He was not a daredevil. But then at some point, the proud words began echoing in his brain, and the hero he had created for his customers began to taunt him. The real Bobby Leach was a big mouth and a fraud, always had been. But now for the first time, he realized it, and he didn't like it. And so in the early summer of 1911, Bobby made this announcement that he had designed and built for himself a barrel, a super barrel made of steel, capable of withstanding the ravages of the rapids and the thunderous concussion of the scariest drop in North America. Inside the barrel was padded. It was fitted with straps to hold the passenger securely in place. And a date had been set. The coming July 25, Bobby Leach would take the falls. Well, the day arrived. A crowd gathered at the riverbank a mile above the sudden nowhere. Cheers went up as the souvenir salesman boarded his barrel, began hurtling downstream. Others were watching at the falls as Bobby's barrel went over the crest and 170 feet straight down, where the strange vessel disappeared in the frothy foam. But then a shout, somebody had spotted the barrel in the lower rapids. After minutes that seemed like hours, the barrel was dragged into the shallows, and it was pried open, and there was Bobby Leach. His jaw was broken. Both kneecaps were smashed. But he was alive. The injuries from his adventure would keep him hospitalized for the next 6 months, but he had done it. He had braved the mighty Niagara Falls in a barrel, and he had lived to tell. Burdened by self-doubt, he had reached deep down, had somehow come up with the courage, and claimed the prize. Then Bobby Leach got well, he got out of the hospital. Got out of the hospital and slipped on a banana peel and fell.